actually a funny thing to think when your father was Santa Claus. Pacing back and forth in the kitchen, sipping on her coffee, Mary glanced over at the phone every now and then. How does he always win? She thought. Don't I deserve at least a few Christmases doing what I want to do? Putting her cup of coffee down on the counter, she picked up the phone and dialed her father's number. This time an elf named Frederick answered the phone.
Hello, Mary. We haven't heard from you in so long. I can't wait to see you when you come home.
That's actually why I'm calling, said Mary.
Do you want me to get the big guy on the phone for you so you can speak with him?
No, Frederick. You can relay a message for me. The sound of shuffling papers came from the other end.
Okay, found something to write with. What did you want me to tell him?
Mary bit her bottom lip. It's now or never, she thought.
Tell him I have other plans and won't be able to come home for Christmas this year. He's not going to like this. No, not one bit.
Sorry, Frederick. Just give him the message. Thanks. She hung up the phone as fast as she could. She was afraid her father might show up and try to talk her out of it. She had accomplished what she wanted to do, and now it was time to call the girls. But those plans went over about as well as a lead balloon.
Sorry, Mary, but I've decided to go home and spend Christmas with my folks. Maybe next year, okay?
Every other call was no better. Everyone had changed their plans and decided to spend the holidays with their families. That old sinking feeling started to return to the pit of her stomach as she looked at the phone. Finally, she decided not to call. She would make a Christmas with or without anyone. She still had her cat, even if all it wanted to do was sleep. Looking at the time, she rinsed out the cup she had been drinking from and placed it in the dishwasher. She still had a few more things to get done before tonight and needed to get dressed. Down the hall, the cat was still lounging where she had left her, causing Mary to have to step over the feline. Mary checked the time again. She really needed to get going. Grabbing a few items, she rushed in to take a shower. She only hoped that the rest of the day would be better than it had begun.
12 hours later, present time. Winter is gloomy almost any time of the year. But December mostly could be made the exception, especially when the holidays roll around and holiday cheer is in the air. The snow poured down from the sky in puffy white flakes. Billowing piles lined the treetops and gave everything the look of a freshly frosted cake. Icicles hung from the eaves and looked like shiny, jagged crystal ornaments. Luckily, Mary had completed all of her day's errands, giving her some time to unwind. The little coffee house on the corner had been covered with Christmas lights and stood out like a jewel on the quiet street. At least this year, the owner of the shop had taken her advice and got into the Christmas spirit. Every other year, there would not have been a single decoration in place. Mary shook off the snow as she entered the shop and made her way to her usual seat. Thanks to this year's overabundance of snow, she would not be making any plans to go to a ski lodge or anywhere else. Instead, she would be hanging out in a usual spot she would end up most every year. Not that she really did mind, considering going back home was not an option. Not since her father started to insist she get more involved in the family business. Her coat dripped melting snow onto the floor as she removed it. She placed it on the opposite seat next to her. As she took a napkin and wiped up the small puddle, it crossed her mind that being a Claus didn't always include magic. In fact, she was quite thankful to be able to do things the old-fashioned way. She hadn't asserted her independence and lived outside the North Pole all of these years for nothing. She had done very well on her own. She had a nice apartment near the park with a great view and supported herself with a job through a large chain department store. When they had first hired her for the holiday season to wrap packages, they were thrilled at how well she worked and knew her way around. She was very well at keeping things organized and was hired as the department manager in no time.